Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, ladies. It's Kiki Strickland, the married in 2 years or less dating coach, working with single women that want to be married within the next 2 years or so. So most of you out there know me. You know I have my program. It's called Married in 2 Years or Less. And sometimes people ask me, well, how did you come up with that title? And I always say it's because I don't believe that it takes longer than a couple of years. Once a person gets serious about finding the right fit for them, being proactive, being a little bit more strategic about their search, it shouldn't take forever. So 2 years is about enough time. And I also call it that because I do not believe in dating the same person for more than 2 years if it is not heading towards engagement and marriage. So when I talk to ladies and they tell me they've been dating a guy for 5, 7, 9 years, I always wonder what's going on there. I want to get to the bottom of it. Are you really serious about the person, and is he serious about you? Usually I find out that, yes, the woman wants to get married, but it's the man who is not interested in walking down the aisle. Anyway, I'm taking calls today. This is Q&A. Ask Kiki. The call-in number is 646-478-0341. That's 646-478-0341 if you want to call in with a question. It is the day before Valentine's Day, and I know a lot of you singles are wondering why you are going to be alone for yet another Valentine's Day. And I have a couple of questions that came in, so I will go over these three questions. But if you want to call in and discuss your situation, your current situation, or your love life, or your non-existent love life, then now's the time to do so while the phone lines are open. So I got an email yesterday, and it was last night, actually, and it said, good evening. Please help me share what I must face, what I refuse to own. The man I dated for 4 years infected me with HIV 1 year ago today. He lives in Suitland, Maryland. And this is a true story. I even provided the name of the detective handling the case. He is still out there. Awareness shines a light on unnoticed life experiences until it gut punches you like it did me. We need to be educated about how easy it is to become infected so we can avoid the traps set by men and women who lie and manipulate us. So that was a good point. It's not a question, but I did receive that email last night when I announced that I would be taking calls today and questions. And I appreciate the person who sent that message in. She said she had dated him for 4 years, and he infected her with HIV a year ago. So, ladies, that's just another reminder, and men too, you don't want to be having unprotected sex. Even if you've been dating the person for years, and I'm wondering, again, why was it 4 years and not marriage? 2 years should be enough time for the both of you to know whether or not this is something real, this is a good fit, we are on one accord about a lot of things, we love each other, we want to get married. So if you're dating someone for 4 years, and it doesn't say here whether or not they were talking about marriage, maybe they were, I don't know all the details, But it does sound like he is no longer in the picture. She has a private investigator or a detective handling the case. You want to make wise choices, ladies. You don't want to be giving your body to a man who has not committed fully to you. That is why it is really best to wait until he marries you. Then you can share everything freely. But things happen. I know that HIV is not the death sentence. Even full-blown AIDS is not the death sentence that it used to be. And I think people have gotten a little lax because of that. It's not out there in the forefront anymore. I used to see billboards and ads on the train about getting tested. You might see a couple here and there, but it's definitely not as prevalent as it used to be. And I know that they do have medication now that is working. So maybe people believe that it's not as big of a deal anymore. But it is. Look at this. This is someone in our community who was infected by her man. So take heed, ladies. Exercise caution. Exercise self-control. Stay protected. And wait. Wait as long as you can before even having sex. I think you should wait until you're married. That's what I believe. I know a lot of you don't believe that, even in the Christian community these days. But it really is the best and safest thing to do. And again, I applaud the woman for coming forth and bringing this issue up. We do need to be educated about how easily it is to become infected. Okay, another question came in that says, "Hi, Kiki, how long should I wait for a guy to bring up our status or ask him to ask me to be his girlfriend? Is it true if you haven't met his friends, family, coworkers, or been invited to church with him that he's not seeing you as something serious?" Good question. Very good. Most of the time, if a man is serious about you, he is introducing you to his friends, family. He is taking you to his church. He is talking about being exclusive and even getting married. That has been my experience, and that is what I see my clients going through with their guys, the ones who are serious about them. However, if a guy has not done that, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's not serious, or it doesn't mean that he won't get to that place. Maybe he's not there yet. This does not say how long you guys have been dating. It could be that you are there before he is. So what I would say to you is, depending upon how long it's been, and if it's been more than 3 months and you feel like you should have met at least some of his friends or you should go to church with him, then I would bring it up. I don't like for the woman to have to bring it up. It should be brought up by the man. He should be suggesting all of these things that you meet. He should be suggesting that you meet his friends, or that he meet some of yours, or that he visit you at your church, or that you visit him at his. But if it's been a while and you haven't done these things, then you need to approach the subject, because you should not continue with him much longer if you feel like it's not going in a serious direction. Now, again, we should probably talk in person, because if it's only been a month, then no, you don't need to have met his family or friends. But if it's been 6 months, or more, or even 3 months, and it's been pretty consistent, like you've been spending every weekend together, you want to start meeting people, yes. And the church thing should be pretty easy. You should have already invited him to your church. And if he came to your church with you, then it's easy to say, you know, how's your church going? Would you like me to come with you to your service since you've been to mine. You know, you want to do it in a casual way and see what he says. Now, if it looks like he doesn't want you to come to his church, or if it looks like he doesn't want you to meet his friends, then that's something that you would need to talk with him about. Why is it? I did have a client who had not met any of his friends. She had decided that she was ready to become exclusive. And from everything that he said, it appeared that he also was ready to be exclusive. But she hadn't met any of his friends. His family didn't live in the area, so it wasn't like she could meet his family. But the other thing was she had not seen his place. And usually to me, that's a very big red flag. If a man has not invited you over, he's been over to your place, but he's never invited you to his, that's a red flag because, as we all know, there are people out there who might be in a relationship and still dating other people, or who might even be married and still trying to date around. So you do want to have seen the man's place, even if it's just briefly, just stepping in, getting a quick tour, and then leaving. You don't have to hang out there. But she hadn't seen his place, and we had talked about that a couple of times. And she did bring it up to him, and he kept giving her excuses. He said, oh, it's not clean. Oh, my roommate has guests over, or my roommate this and my roommate that. So she knew he had a roommate, but she hadn't met the roommate. So in our sessions, we talked about that, too. Could his roommate be a female? It didn't seem so. So finally, she had to come out and, I don't want to say demand, because then that sounds like you're trying to force him to do something, which you are, but you don't want it to come off that way. And what she said was that she felt like it was time to see his place, and that she didn't care if it was messy, and she didn't care if his roommate was there, but that she needed to know where he lived. And men know, they know good and well that us not knowing where they live to us is a red flag. So at that point, he knew he could not hide any longer. And he said, okay. And he was very embarrassed and he was ashamed of where he lived. But that's okay. At least she now knew where he lived, where he laid his head at night, what it looked like, where it was located. And yes, it wasn't a bad neighborhood. And yes, it was run down. But that was better than him living with a female or him being married or whatever was going through both of our heads. So I said all that just to say, if the guy really is into you and cares about you, when you talk to him about what you require and what you need, he will be willing to comply. So for the lady who sent in the question about wanting to know if meeting his friends and his coworkers and his family and being invited to his church, if that meant he's not serious about her, it could mean that. But in order for you to find out, you will have to have a conversation with him about it. And it's not an easy thing to do, I know, and I can tell you how to word it and how to phrase it where you won't scare him off if he is just moving along a little slower than you would like, but headed in the right direction. But you do need to know that. But you also don't want to bring it up if it's too soon and if it will run him off. So I would say at this point, don't assume that he's not serious about you. But if you can't even have that conversation yet, then it is too soon to be exclusive. Because at the point where you're ready to be exclusive, you should be able to talk about anything. You should be comfortable enough with him to talk about any issue, including this one. But normally, yes, they would be introducing you to people. They would be excited about you, telling everyone about you, unless they're just a private person. Now, I do know some men who are just so private that they don't share much at all, even with their parents. So there is a situation I know of where the woman, it had been a year, and she felt like, okay, if he doesn't invite me home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, then I'm going to have to just determine that this is not serious for him even though it is for me, and I'm just going to have to walk away. So she brought up that Thanksgiving was coming and what were his plans, and he said he was going to his parents' house again. And she said, well, are you planning to invite me to come along? And he was kind of shocked because he hadn't thought of it. But it wasn't because he wasn't serious about her. It was because he had never invited anybody home before. He did not want his parents in his personal love life business. And he really just thought of that as separate. Going home was separate to him than his relationships. But when she asked if she would be invited, then he realized, oh, okay, she expects to be invited. This is an issue for her, so maybe I should invite her. So he did. So, like I said, if you are really at the point where you should be meeting family, friends, coworkers, more serious steps, then bring it up. And be prepared to walk away. That's the thing. If it turns out he may not have seen this whole thing as going anywhere, you have to be prepared to say, okay, then I guess we're just friends, casual, and then adjust accordingly and stop seeing him so much and start seeing other people. Because, again, if your mind frame is 2 years, is all that you have to give someone, don't give them more than that, and even less if need be. If it's been 6 months and you've been hanging out regularly and it seems to you that it should be more serious, but he lets you know that it's not, then maybe it's time to continue dating other people, and that's okay. All right. And again, the call-in number, if any of you have a question about anything that I've said or something going on in your own life, 646-478-0341. I got another question earlier in the week, and it was about attraction. You know, I talk a lot about giving it a chance to develop that chemistry that you want to naturally be there immediately. So here's what the woman said. She said, I met a guy who is 16 years older than I am. He has everything I want in a guy. He's loving, compassionate. He's a great listener, caring. He's a gentleman. He's financially stable. He's fun to be with. And he wants to get married. However, I do not find him attractive. It's hard for me to find guys in my age group who has those qualities and is willing to be in a monogamous relationship. What should I do? So, even though I do talk about giving it a few dates, if you don't feel sparks, fireworks, attraction, chemistry on the first date, I definitely recommend giving it a few more dates if you had a good time and if he seems like a decent, nice guy, just to see if sparks will develop. Because a lot of times it can and does develop. You've probably had a situation where you weren't initially attracted to a guy, and then later on you were. You got to know him better, you spent more time with him, he grew on you, as they say, or you just realized he has more qualities and he does look better. He looks better the more that I get to know him. That can happen. But if you've been hanging out with him for a while now and you're still not physically attracted to him, then no, I do not believe in continuing on in the relationship and definitely not marrying the person. He could have 99.9% of what you're looking for, but if you feel nothing when you look at him, if you don't want to kiss him, if you don't want any physical affection from him, then it can't work. No. Sorry. You have to keep looking. I often encourage women, again, just because you don't feel it immediately on the first or second date, give it a third and fourth date. But I think no more than 5 dates. If you've gone out with somebody 5 times and you still have nothing for them physically, and it's not getting better and he's not looking a little bit cuter, then you don't have to waste any more time. Even if he's a millionaire and even if he's the nicest guy you've ever met in your life, I'm sorry to tell you, you have to keep looking. He's going to make someone a wonderful husband, but it won't be you. And that's being fair to you and him, because he, of course, is going to want somebody who's attracted to him and who wants his touch and who wants to be physical with him. So if that is not your desire after a while, then next. All right. So, ladies, I am going to be offering a free coaching session to women who are over 50 years old but who have never been married. I really feel like I have it on my heart to work with women over 50 who've never walked down the aisle before. So if that is you, or if that is someone you know, have them contact me, and I will do a free coaching session with her. And for those of you who may be over 50 and been married, or who are not over 50 but younger and still want to do a coaching session with me to figure out what's going on in your love life, why is Valentine's Day here yet again and I don't have a Valentine? Or maybe you just broke up with someone. Why did that happen and why does it keep happening? Why aren't you getting to engagement and marriage? Some of you have even been engaged before, but it's never led to marriage. It always breaks up before you can actually get down the aisle. What's happening there? What's going on? There are other of you that have not been out on a date in several years. And what's going on there? Why is that? I am offering a Valentine's Day special. It's ending on Monday. Monday's a holiday. I think it's great that this is a long weekend, even though the weather is kind of messed up. It's very, very cold out there. I think they said it would be 0 degrees here in the Washington, D.C. area with the wind chill. That means I'm not going outside, which is how I was able to do my show today. So the special will be ending on the holiday Monday at midnight. So you have today and tomorrow to think about it. But it's a Valentine's Day special, and it's $99 for a session with me and for a flirt night. So you're getting a flirt night, which is where we go out and we practice being more approachable and meeting men, having a conversation with men that we don't know, which really is what happens on a date, and a session with me where we will discuss and try to get to the bottom of what your love life issues are and find a solution. So you can go to my website at kikistrickland.com and sign up. Go to my contact us form and let me know if you're interested in that. You can also just purchase the Valentine's Day special in my web store. If you look in the web store, it's $99, and you can purchase it today, and then I will send you my calendar where we can set up a time for our session, and you can also attend our next flirt night. We don't want you to be at the same place next year without a date for Valentine's Day. We want you, by this time next year, you can be on your way to getting married. I think I told you guys this during my last show. One of my clients started working with me in September, and she is already engaged to be married. They are getting married at the end of this year. So again, it doesn't take long. You could be on your way to being engaged this time next year, or already even engaged. So get in gear, do something. Don't let a whole nother year go by without any action and being in the same place. What's that saying? If you don't do anything different, how can you expect any different results? You're going to get the same thing that you've always gotten. If you continue to do the same thing that you've always done, you're going to get the same results that you've already gotten and always get. So it's time to do something new. I am here to help you do something different and to get results. So info@kikistrickland.com. We can get you signed up today. All right, ladies, thank you for listening. I hope it was helpful. Send me any questions you have for the next time that I do my dating Q&A, Ask Kiki. I'm also going to be talking about tapping into your femininity. I have a caller. Let me bring her on. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. You have a question?
I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So let's say you've met somebody, you've gone out with them 3 times, and Valentine's Day is coming up, and they say to you, you know, my sister's coming in all week, and, I just can't wait to see her, blah, blah, blah. And then Valentine's now is now approaching 2 or 3 days later, and that person hasn't even wished you a happy Valentine's Day or asked you out. Should you just blow this off?
Good question. I'm going to put you back on hold since I only have a few more minutes, but let me answer that very good question, and thank you for calling in. Yes, ladies, if you have been going out with someone and then he doesn't mention Valentine's Day, or he doesn't want to do anything with you, or he comes up like this person, it might be true his sister was coming. It might be an excuse. Something is going on there. And yes, I don't like it, and neither should you, but I also would not cut him off totally because of it. Maybe he doesn't believe in Valentine's Day. There are some guys who abhor the whole concept of having this commercialized day where they're supposed to spend all this money and do something special for a woman that they may or may not even be in love with yet. Or even if they are dating someone and have been for years, they just hate the idea of this day someone else created where they're supposed to show their love. They want to show their love the way they want to show their love. So if he has kind of blown you off for Valentine's Day, and it's only been 3 dates, I think you said you spent 3 dates with him so far, you're getting to know him, you're not really a couple yet, you're definitely not exclusive, so give him a pass. It's okay if he didn't want to do anything for Valentine's Day, gave you an excuse, didn't mention it, whatever. Don't cut him off totally. Continue to go out with him. If he comes back and wants to go out on a date, go on the date, act like nothing happened, because really you can't expect anything for Valentine's Day this soon. He's not your boyfriend. So even though you probably want to be mad and say, forget you, don't do it. I encourage you to keep going with him if he wants to keep going. Let that one go. Now, next year, if you guys continue dating and you become exclusive and he becomes your boyfriend and you become his girlfriend, this time next year, you can plan to do something with him, but you might have to take the reins on that. Women hate to do that. They want Valentine's Day to be this special. I only have 90 seconds, so I'm going to have to just wrap it up. They want it to be this special, out-of-this-world romantic thing. And just to be honest, a lot of guys just aren't on board with that. But it doesn't mean that they don't like you. It doesn't mean that they don't want to spend time with you. And it doesn't mean that they don't want you to eventually become their girlfriend and even their wife. So don't put too much stock in Valentine's Day. I know the rules say if he doesn't get you anything expensive or intimate for Valentine's Day, dump him. I don't agree with that. So let it go. Do whatever you want tomorrow by yourself or with your girlfriends. And if he calls you and wants to hang out after Valentine's Day, go on like nothing happened. I hope that was helpful. I'm out of time. I think I'm going to do a show tomorrow. So look out for the information about tomorrow's show in between me doing something with my husband for Valentine's Day, because I do like to celebrate it. He probably wouldn't care if we did nothing, but I do want to celebrate it, and I let him know that, which you have to do sometimes. All right, thank you, ladies. Happy dating, and have a good day tomorrow. I'll talk to you then.
hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.